Our text for this morning is the Gospel reading, John chapter 11, verses 2 through, Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 to 15. I'll read for you again these words. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." This is our text. Dear Christian friends, this is the season when shoppers wonder as they wander. Some of them are wandering around in stores, not really sure what they're looking for, just hoping, well, something will sort of strike them. Ah, that's the thing to get. Others have an ideal thing in mind, but they wonder, is this the right one? Is this the best price, the right size, the right color? Or should I keep looking for something that's more perfect? Once the gifts are wrapped and under the tree, then it's somebody else's turn to wonder, does that hold the thing I'm really hoping for? Or am I going to hope something else shows up here? It is not just this time of year that people ask such questions. Should I be looking for a different car or a different house? Is this job that I'm offered the one I want? Or is even the job I have the one I want? Is this boyfriend or girlfriend the one that I want, or should I be looking for another? And so it should be no surprise that people go church shopping. Does this church have the preaching, or the music, or the programs, or the kind of people that I want best? What about the message that's preached? Is that the kind of God that I really want to believe in? People today tend to believe what it is that they would like to believe is true. Our text affirms that it is hard to know for sure, but it also points to what it is that we are truly looking for. Because confinements can limit what we are able to see. Comfort can't provide what we are seeking, but Jesus' coming shows us God's compassion. Let's think first about how confinements can limit what we see. John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ. He sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Later, Jesus says, "Yes, he's on the right track. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." And he concludes, "Let him who has ears, let him hear." For we are not confined in prison, fortunately, seeing only four walls and dim darkness, but there are still limits to what we can see. It is no wonder that it's so hard to find what you want for sure. Even if you have unlimited selection, there is limited time. We can't see everything, and we can't see into the future. We can't see into people's hearts. But we are still looking. John had reason to expect something great. Even before he was born, as we just sang in the hymn, he leapt as Jesus first came near. Surely as a young child, he heard about his own amazing birth to elderly parents. He heard about the prophecy of his father. He heard about the miraculous birth of his cousin, Jesus. So John proclaimed the coming of God's own kingdom, when Jesus would pour out the Holy Spirit and fire. And huge crowds responded to his ministry as he talked about how God was going to do great things. Some expected something great too. Maybe the final judgment now, or at least independence from those Gentile Romans. But as Jesus points out here, the kingdom of God suffers violence. People violently try to control it. So John, who calls everyone to righteousness and justice, including the king, is unjustly thrown by that king into prison. If John is God's true messenger, why is God allowing his voice to be muffled? God's kingdom does not look that great and powerful at this time, not when God allows his messenger and his kingdom to be resisted. And so it may appear to John that maybe my preaching was not exactly on target. Or it might be simply that he realizes that it is his disciples that he sends to Jesus who need reassurance that no, they are not being misled. Jesus says John was the greatest of the prophets. Well, that would be because he is able to point not just to the dim future, but right at the Christ who is in the flesh. But even John is less than us because he is not able to see what we can see in the rest of the Bible, how God finishes his plan through Jesus to bring him through death to resurrection. So we who have an even greater view of God's work than John also, however, don't see our own personal salvation before we die, as also John did not see the fulfillment of it. As long as we are confined in this flesh and in this world, we have a limited perspective. We don't see everything that God sees. We may expect that God's blessings will come because of his love, but experience very different and even disappointing results in our lifetimes. It might not look like God really loves us. It might not look like God really has the power to help us. Like John, we who are in God's kingdom, the church, also point to Jesus as the Savior, but the limited results of our message may make it not look to us or to the others that we're talking to that we know what we're talking about. The results don't always seem to validate our claims about how great it is to be God's people. It's easy for us to wonder, are we on the right track? Is there something else we should be doing? Do we need to do something that the seemingly powerful and successful are doing and we aren't doing right? We should not think that we are such great believers that we will never struggle with our faith, because Satan never leaves us alone. He attacks us also with his violent attacks. Even the Apostle Paul knew to be concerned that having preached to others, he should be careful that he himself did not lose the faith and lose help. And so Jesus reassures us here at the very end of our text, he who has ears, let him hear. Yes, that's it. Speak God's word, listen to God's word, that will do it. Jesus also warns us not to be misled by appearances. As he turns to the crowd, then he says, okay, so what about you? What is it that you have been looking for? And he points out that comforts can't provide what we seek. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. So why would these crowds of people leave their homes and go out into the wilderness just to hear a preacher? Maybe because it was all so different from what they were used to. It seems that people still today are always looking for something that's different. It's hard to be sure, no matter what we have, that there isn't something better out there, or at least different. But what do those looking for something different find? Is it just a reed swaying in the wind? You can always find this kind of messenger, one that's always saying and leaning whatever direction the wind blows, saying what seems to be popular, what people like to hear. We also are tempted to go the way the wind is blowing. Conformity may seem the easiest way to go. But will conformity and popularity lead to where we want to end up? Jesus says, don't count on it. They're like a weak reed that breaks when you lean on it, without the power to stand up under pressure. We need that kind of power to stand up under peer pressure. So what does have power? Those in king's houses who are different because they stand out in a crowd and head above the others, They wear soft clothing and live in luxury. Maybe they can lead us to that for ourselves. You can always find this kind of messenger too. The kind that says God wants you to be rich and happy, just like they appear to be. This is an attractive message too. If God truly loves me, why shouldn't the Christian life always be wonderful? But the word Jesus uses for soft clothing implies that those who wear it are also soft people. God is not as interested in making me satisfied and happy as he is in making me strong and spiritually healthy. Following him doesn't lead to life in king's houses where we can take it easy while taking advantage of others. You can't expect the message of God's kingdom to be the most popular or to promise prosperity, because you can't expect conformity or comforts to bring you what you were really looking for in the end. But you can expect God's kingdom to bring you what you truly need in the end. So what does the real kingdom of God look like? Jesus' coming shows compassion. Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear and the dead are raised up and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Jesus does different amazing things. He does have a great power to bless. But he cautions that we should not misunderstand him. The list of miracles here is leading up to something. Just as Jesus didn't miraculously release John from prison and didn't heal every sick person, the miracles he did do were for a special purpose. That is, they were all pointing to who he is, and that is God, our Savior. And leading us from the great miracle of his incarnation, God become man, to the miracle of our redemption from sin. The purpose of all Jesus came to do was not just taking away all of our suffering here in this life for everyone, but to suffer with us in order to give us entirely new lives. The first miracle Jesus refers to here is the blind receiving sight. In fact, he begins his whole ministry by doing something even harder, opening eyes to who he really is. Jesus makes the lame walk, he says, and just as miraculously he causes disciples to get up and follow him. He cleanses lepers from their impurity, but he also cleanses people with his forgiveness and brings outcasts back into the presence of God. Jesus makes some of the deaf to hear, while causing all people to hear God's word speaking to them in their own language in person. Jesus even raises some who are dead, but not as amazing as his own resurrection, which gives new life to all of us. And what is the climax? He ends with preaching good news to the poor. The gospel continues from the ministry of Jesus to be preached to the whole world. The power of the good news to transform, that is God's greatest miracle. What is it that brings us to faith and keeps us in faith? It is not just seeing amazing miracles, but hearing and believing the gospel. Many who saw those miracles in person still refused to believe because they were so offended by Jesus pointing out that they themselves were blind and handicapped and weak and poor and unclean and deaf and dead. But these miracles do serve to demonstrate the truth of what is true for John in prison and for all of us, that Jesus is God, the true Messiah. This is why he lists the ones that were mentioned in the Old Testament reading as those that will happen when the Messiah comes. God truly does love us. God truly does have the power to help us. He has come to reverse the consequences of sin in our lives and our world. There are many still today who are offended at Jesus because despite his many miracles for others, there is still much suffering that exists, maybe including ours. There is so much it seems God could do, but he hasn't yet. But Jesus is indeed that coming one. He is still the coming one. He is still coming. He is not finished with our lives, and he is not finished with our world yet. As James reminds us in this morning's epistle reading, we need to continue to be patient and trust because we can see that God is compassionate and God is merciful. And so we can see that Jesus is the one we are looking for. When we go not only by what we see with our eyes, but with what our ears hear, and what Jesus says to us in his word, and what he says when he says, go and tell John these things. Confinements are going to limit what we can see, and it can make it hard for us to have faith in Jesus. Comforts, however, can't provide what we seek. Popularity and prosperity, they are not what we need to see. Jesus coming to us as God in the flesh. That's what shows us God's compassion. The good news is he will help us in the ways that we truly need. When his word causes us to look to him in faith as the one who has come and who is coming again for us. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.